Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. An arrest in one horrific rape case in Brooklyn as police continue looking for two suspects in another. Police say they have their suspect in the rape of an 11-year-old girl early yesterday. Police have charged 45-year-old Andre Clark of Staten Island in that attack in the little girl's Brownsville home. He is now charged with rape, sex abuse, and endangering the welfare of a minor. Police say Clark attacked that child at her home in Brownsville early yesterday and just drove off. The child was taken to the hospital where she's said to be in stable condition physically. No details so far on Clark's arrest, but police say they are looking into whether he has attacked others. Police also want your help in finding the two men wanted in an earlier attack on a woman in East New York. This one happened February 1st, just before 10 p.m. near Williams Avenue and East New York Avenue. Police say those two guys came up to a 34-year-old woman, talked to her, and then just attacked her, raping and sexually assaulting her. They ran off. Police have released surveillance video of the creeps, and they ask anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. An overnight fire destroyed an historic church in Elizabeth overnight. The fire chief, Thomas McNamara, told Channel 7 Eyewitness News that fire at Shiloh Baptist Church on Murray Street quickly went to three alarms.
When units are in route, they were able to see a heavy column of smoke and flames visible from a distance. And then upon arrival, they found the church fully involved.
Now, the back of the church collapsed, and it took hours to completely put out the blaze. Nobody was hurt, but this building was more than 100 years old, and it's a serious loss for that congregation. Officials are now looking for the cause. Well, this is what they wanted to hear at the Jagged Little Pill matinee on Broadway yesterday afternoon.
Every time you speak his name, does he know why you told me you'd be there until you died? Till you died, but you're still alive.
Oh, but audience member Rebecca Glucklich tells 1010 Winds this is what they actually got.
I started to hear people coughing, and I thought it was kind of strange. Like, you know, there's always an occasional, you know, clearing of the throat in the theater, but then all of a sudden a bunch of people started coughing. And that's when other people kind of started getting up, and then I heard somebody say something about pepper spray.
Soon, an announcement came over the loudspeaker asking people to step outside. Police confirmed that pepper spray or something like it was discharged and folks were cleared from the theater. Cops are now looking into exactly what happened. The audience stood outside for nearly an hour while crews investigated. Finally, people were told it was too late to resume the show. He was already charged with attacking an NYPD captain, and now he's accused of joyriding in a stolen car. 19-year-old Elijah Hodge accused of taking a car left idly near the corner of Blake and Pine Streets in East New York, Brooklyn. Police say the driver stepped away for a few minutes. Hodge just jumped in and drove to Manhattan. He got pulled over for failing to signal near 6th Street and Avenue D, and he and four other guys jumped out and ran. Cops grabbed him up, charged him with a long list of offenses. Turned out, says the Post, that it's not its first rodeo. His rap sheet includes an assault charge for slugging a plainclothes NYPD captain on a Manhattan street in October, as well as assaults and robberies from last year. He's now awaiting arraignment. Take a little off the top. New York Supreme Court judge ruled that a developer has to clip down a planned 55-story building near Lincoln Center in Central Park. Building currently under construction, it's at 51 stories right now. Municipal Arts Society and others are suing, claiming the building would tower over the busy neighborhood. The judge ruled the permit should never have been issued and ordered the city to pull it and the developer to remove floors that exceed the zoning limit. That's still unclear exactly how much that is. An arrest in a case that shocked the city. Police have taken in a suspect of the stabbing death of a Barnard College student.
14-year-old Rashawn Weaver was arrested where he lives in the Taft Houses in Harlem. He was indicted on second-degree murder and robbery charges for the death of Tessa Majors, a Barnard College freshman. District Attorney Cyrus Vance says there's plenty of evidence against him.
Ranging from scientific to digital to video to his own statements. And it's a substantial amount of work was done, and the evidence was presented to the grand jury over the course of many weeks with many witnesses.
He called Tessa Majors' death gruesome. Her final words were, "Help me, I'm being robbed." The court papers say she was stabbed multiple times with the knife piercing her heart. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at police headquarters.
An awful lot of New Yorkers are living in poverty, if not now, at some point in their lives. The Robin Hood Foundation's Jason Cohen has some stunning results from the Poverty Tracker study.
Between 2015 and 2018, half of New York City adults lived in poverty for at least one of those 4 years. And strikingly, if we break it down by race, we saw that 68% of Hispanics and 59% of blacks had lived in poverty for at least 1 year.
And more than a third of people who got out of poverty were right back a year later. The group says the study shows the need for meaningful and sustainable economic mobility. What is New York doing wrong? That is a question some child advocates are asking after a new study showed the city has the lowest school breakfast participation rate of any big city. Just under 45% of kids who get school lunch also get breakfast every day. Hunger Free America says the Big Apple needs to do better. They're urging the schools to offer breakfast in the classrooms as well as grab-and-go food and other measures. So if you're a Mets fan or just a fan of fine men without shirts, chances are pretty good you've seen the shirtless Thor videos of pitcher Noah Syndergaard working out in Florida. And yeah, his teammates saw it too, which is why they pranked him, but good yesterday. Nearly 20 of them showing up for stretches yesterday morning, all sans shirts. The only person wearing a top was Syndergaard. You'll excuse me, I have some videos to go watch now.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.